Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening, everybody all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. I hope you had a tremendous day. If not, doesn't matter. I'm here now. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. It is Thursday. You know what that means. It's Thursday night football. Now, don't get excited about this matchup too much. Prepare yourselves. We got the 2-7 New York Jets. We got the 8-2 New England Patriots. Yeah, the New England Patriots who are leading the AFC East. The New England Patriots who are even above gasp, the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about this Thursday night action in a minute, in a second. We got more action tonight. We're going to find out who is going to be crowned MVP in both the American League and National League. I mean, I could see Shohei Ohtani. Go ahead, warm up the band. Shohei Ohtani's probably going to get that NL award. But who's getting it in the American League? Is it going to be that smash, home run, hitting catcher in Cal Raleigh? Or is it going to be Super Smash Aaron Judge? We're going to find out in a few hours. As a matter of fact, we'll let you know once that word comes on in. Last night, we did a lot of talking about the Eagles. Nick Sirianni is tired of talking about A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, all he does is talk. We're going to be joined by John McMullen, who covers all things Eagles for SI. He'll be here with us. Draymond Green, not happy with his Warriors. Steph Curry loses his mind last night. Gronkowski retired as a Patriot. We got a bunch of 49ers who are injured that we might have word on when they're coming back. Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy. Dan Campbell has no issue with the tush push. At the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to get into. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM. Channel 375, and if you got yourself a smart speaker, you be smart. No hands. Nobody likes to use hands. Don't use hands. Ask the speaker. Talk to the speaker. Talk to the computer. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to push a button. You don't have to get up. Just use your voice, okay? You can find me online everywhere. I exist. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the things. All of the social media places. Phone number here. You want to throw it back? You want to call up? Like everybody who called last night, giving their worst trades in sports history, you can call up to 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's the phone number. It works. We've paid the bill. Botched it up. The bills have been paid, right? You paid all the bills here?
I have not paid anything here. I can't afford that. There's a lot of floors here. I can't afford that. But yes, we are up and running. No alarms right now.
Somebody paid the bill. That's good. Good. And shout outs to somebody who paid the bill, whoever it might be. Not us, but we getting paid. We hope. But we're still here. Okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, typically you get these Thursday night matchups. Typically Amazon has the Thursday night matchup, and today they do because this is what they paid for. But there's not really too much reason to be excited, okay? We got a walking, and I guess it's not walking. If you are a dumpster fire, I guess you could be rolling down a hill. You got the dumpster fire, the rolling dumpster fire that is the New York Jets, taking on a team in their division that is just completely rolling in the opposite direction, in an upward direction. That's the New England Patriots. And it just feels like deja vu all over again. The New York Jets are a joke. The New York Jets are a laughingstock, despite being on a two-game winning streak, knocking off the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. They now have a record of 2-7. Congratulations. Meanwhile, you got the Patriots here. They're on a seven-game winning streak. Okay, you got Mike Vrabel, who has an opportunity to hold the record for the longest winning streak for a first-year coach. Keep in mind, Mike Vrabel just got here. Okay, this team is 8-2. Drake May is playing like an MVP. 19 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Stephon Diggs looks to be perfectly fine coming off of that knee surgery and knee injury. 554 yards receiving to 3 touchdowns. What else is new? The Jets are pathetic, and the Patriots are once again competing. I feel like we've heard this story. If you're a New York Jets fan, if you're a Patriots hater, you've heard this. The Patriots win, 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 and everybody else just loses. But when it comes to the Jets and Patriots, of course, there's a little bit more history. Okay, you got this Bill Belichick guy who's now coaching at North Carolina. Bill Belichick, at one point in time, he was the next guy up for the New York Jets. When Bill Parcells was walking out, and Bill Belichick said, nah, I ain't sticking around here. I don't trust this Woody Johnson guy. And apparently, Bill Belichick made the right decision by leaving the New York Jets and making his way up to New England, where he ultimately won 6 championships alongside Tom Brady. Now they got Mike Vrabel as the coach. The Tennessee Titans were so dumb, so stupid, that they fired this guy because he actually knew what he was doing and the roster had no talent. You wanted Mike Vrabel to win with what? Derrick Henry and a bunch of bums out there with him? That wasn't going to happen. And what are the Tennessee Titans doing? Still trying to figure out how they can win anything. Same old, same old. Patriots competing. The Jets stinking the joint up. But when they play each other, of course, you got to throw flowers. No bulletin board material. Oh, I hate the Jets. Oh, I hate the Patriots. This is a new generation, a new era of two teams that, well, they typically operate on two opposite ends of the spectrum. One is a winner and one is a loser. I told you about Drake May playing like an MVP candidate. Drake May actually said this, and let's keep in mind, they just traded away Quinnen Williams, their top defensive lineman, to the Cowboys. They also just traded away their top cornerback, Sauce Gardner, to the Colts. Drake May says, the Jets are going to be tough to beat. Come on now.
They're coming here with, you know, one to beat in division. We're wearing, you know, whatever jerseys, and they're going to, you know, have something to play for, and they still do. So they're going to be, you know, a tough challenge, and I think it's, like I said, any given week, so you got to prepare on a short week and kind of win that battle.
Yeah, 3 days. Okay, it seems like the New England Patriots are going to have a tougher battle against Mother Nature and Father Time than they are against the New York Jets. Okay, the Patriots, they just beat Tampa Bay 28-23, a hard-fought battle. But their biggest issue might be this 3 days off as opposed to the New York Jets. And I told you about the trades that the Jets made. okay? Getting rid of Quinnen Williams, getting rid of Sauce Gardner. This is what Mike Vrabel had to say about the Jets making those moves.
Give them credit. You know, made it, a lot of teams or people could have been complaining and, hey, we got rid of one of the best defensive linemen in the league and a corner and everything else, and that didn't show up at all.
Oh, well, yeah, well, they went out there and they beat. Let me check again. Oh, yeah, they beat Cincinnati and they beat Cleveland. Okay, whoop-de-freaking-do. I mean, they beat Cincinnati. They got, of all people, Joe Flacco got benched, okay? I don't know if this is something to cry home about. I mean, we can all listen to Mike Vrabel. He will tell you that, you know, all NFL teams are tough to beat. Yeah, it is. They are. Any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, any team could beat the other one. We all know and understand that. They beat the two Ohio teams. Those are some of the worst teams in the NFL. Mike Vrabel also throwing flowers to the New York Jets. He said, I know they're going to be ready to play.
I saw an energy. I saw excitement that was that jumped off the screen. So this will be a challenge. I know they'll be ready to go on the road, and we'll have to continue to prepare and ultimately play well.
Odds are this one is going to get ugly. That's it. The New York Jets have struggled to just score all season long. We have the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson. You typically don't get this. The owner of the New York Jets was trashing his starting quarterback. He was looking at Justin Fields going, man, oh my God, imagine if we had a guy who could actually deliver a pass down the field. That's what the owner said about his starting QB. That's why the New York Jets are just a dumpster fire. And things aren't going to get any easier. Because even this week, what's the drama this week? They made the trades last week. They have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years. Congratulations to the New York Jets. Hopefully they don't screw up the picks. But the drama this week surrounds their wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, who injured his knee again. Today was placed on injured reserve. He is their best offensive weapon outside of Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson looks like he's going to be out for the season. But even this week, before it was formally announced, Rich Cimini, who's covered the New York Jets and the New York metropolitan area for years, he reported that Garrett Wilson was going to be out. Earlier this week, you want to know who did not appreciate that? Aaron Glenn. Because when Aaron Glenn was in front of the media just a couple days ago, he was asked whether or not Garrett Wilson was going to be out. And this first-year head coach, Aaron Glenn, he wanted to take it out on the media. Listen to this.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game.
Are you a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Thanks, everybody. See you on
the field. Ah, that's tacky, man. Like, oh. You can't do this when you lose. It just doesn't come across good. And then it doesn't come across good to the fans either. You got to remember, those people in the room, as much as you don't like them and they're hunting for stories, like, they're a conduit to the fans. Everything that you say is almost translated directly out to the fans. And so to be asked a question about whether or not a guy is hurt, and the response of the head coach is just to say, ask the other reporter because he reported it on something I didn't say, is just Bush League. Like, just give the facts, tell the fans, and don't take it out on the media. And if the media is showing up to do their job, why you now want to, you know, get into it with the media or punish the media because of what somebody else says? New York Jets are just a joke. And I like the Jets. I grew up rooting for the Jets. And I feel in most cases I root for them to lose. Just so one day they could further tank into the toilet and just one day get things right. One day. It may never happen. Oh yeah, by the way, to the shock of absolutely no one, today, just a few hours ago, Garrett Wilson, the guy that Aaron Glenn did not want to disclose his injury status because another reporter reported it before he did, Garrett Wilson did go on injured reserve. It's likely that his season is going to be done. And so who is the New York Jets' number one wide receiver? Boccia, can you get up to New England? Can you play wide receiver fast enough?
Hey, I would traditionally would say yes, but yeah, I don't want to get hit by a linebacker with Justin Fields.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a tough game. The New York Jets got nobody to play wide receiver, okay? They traded away Sauce Gardner. In return, they got A.D. Mitchell. Maybe Adonai Mitchell goes out there and has the game of his life in his New York Jets debut. He certainly underwhelmed in Indianapolis with the Colts. It didn't work out. Maybe it'll work out with the New York Jets. The Jets don't have a wide receiver. The Jets don't have a tight end. The Jets don't have a quarterback. The owner says they don't have a quarterback. I don't know. Maybe Tyrod Taylor been dealing with a knee injury. Maybe he ends up throwing the ball tonight instead of Justin Fields. That's what Justin Fields had to say about the receivers needing to go to work with no Garrett Wilson.
I mean, it's tough, but it is what it is, you know. Kind of like Cincy Week, you know, there's going to be guys that, you know, have opportunities to go make plays. But, you know, it's definitely tough when one of your best guys on offense is out. But like I said, it's an opportunity for some other guys to come in and make plays.
Yeah. Other guys? Who? Guys we never heard of? Maybe the New England Patriots will be caught off guard. I think we all know if anybody needs to get the ball, it is Breece Hall, who is great at running the football. He's great at receiving the football. Maybe the New York Jets can, throw some smoke bombs and yell deception, deception, deception in order to move the chains. Unlikely. I don't think Batman is coming to save the Jets. I don't think Superman is coming to save the Jets. I don't think the Incredible Hulk. I don't think the Avengers. The New York Jets are probably going to stink tonight. Justin Fields, who stinks in his own regards, probably going to be a backup somewhere next year. Hey, Justin, what are y'all as an offense going to do? Tell me, please, help me.
Starting fast and just creating more explosives on early. We always preach and start fast and, you know, finish strong. Like I said, after the game on Sunday, I felt like we finished strong, but I think we got to do a better job with, starting fast.
Yeah, starting fast. The New York Jets, 2-game winning streak. Whoop-de-doo. They beat the Browns and they beat the Bengals. Meanwhile, you got the New England Patriots, who are on a 7-game winning streak, looking to make it 8, looking to make their record 9-2 against the New York Jets. I almost said the rival New York Jets. But when the Jets have just been a doormat for the better part of 25 years now, can you call it a rivalry? No, this is just business as usual. You know, if I'm a Patriots fan, if I'm listening right now and I'm in New England and I'm rolling up to Foxborough and I'm tailgating and I'm having a drink or 2 drinks or 3 drinks, some food, I'm looking at this situation and feeling good. I'm feeling good about my team. I'm feeling good about my quarterback. I'm feeling good about my head coach. It's been a bad bunch of years for the New England Patriots. They are used to excellence. Post Tom Brady, they've been used to playing like the Jets. Apparently that time is up. Expect the New York Jets to take an L tonight unless they're just full of surprises. Maybe they'll have to pull some fans out of the stands to catch the Patriots off guard. This isn't one of those great Thursday night football matchups. This is one of those games that you watch just to see if you're going to get a surprise. Okay? No surprises here on the JR Sport Brief Show. We got more to come. We'll give you an update. Speaking of injuries, we talked about Garrett Wilson going on injured reserve. Looks like Brock Purdy is going to be on his way back. We'll talk about all these injured 49ers. Okay? We got John McMullen from SI. Will come through and join us next hour to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not injured. They just got a bruised ego, right? A.J. Brown got a bruised ego. NFL owners not happy with this NFL Players Association report card thing. NFL also trying to eliminate some of these prop bets. They don't want issues. We got Emmanuel Clase. Yeah, the guy who allegedly helped throw some pitches and throw some games in order to throw some money to his friends. Apparently, he's been arrested at JFK Airport coming back from the Dominican Republic. We're going to find out who the MVPs are this season in the American League and the National League. We got a full show. Hey, how about this? Even following the MVP announcement, we got David Kohler, who's going to join us. SCP Auctions CEO. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ohtani? They're auctioning off some Ohtani stuff. And we got the holidays coming around. Don't you want to get somebody a gift? So we got David Kohler coming through as well. You can call up anytime. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? We talked about the Jets trading away some of their best talent. The Jets trying to figure out what their next steps are going to be. They should just burn the whole damn thing down. We're going to talk about a team. They're used to just stinking a joint up. And maybe they're going to trade away the guy who just won the Cy Young, Paul Skeens. The Pirates have some words about whether or not they're going to trade the best pitcher in the National League. We'll let you hear what they have to say on the other side of the break. Yeah, we're going from one bad loser team to another. Maybe Paul Skeens will be a Yankee. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Good luck to our future. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about the Thursday night football matchup between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Patriots could shock anybody this year. I'm not going to say that they're going to win the Super Bowl, but right now, at the end of the night, they could have a record of 9-2. The New England Patriots, if they defeat the Jets, they could be on an 8-game winning streak. A little bit of a turn of the tide for the New England Patriots, post-Tom Brady, post-Bill Belichick. Good for them. Patriots are just used to winning. Come on. They did it for about 20 years with Brady and Belichick. And then they hit the skids. Okay? They did. And that's not the only thing going on tonight. I told you that we're going to find out the winners of the American League and National League MVP. Shohei Ohtani hopefully has his speech all set and ready for when he's interviewed on MLB Network. And then on the other hand, we don't know what's going to happen between Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners and then Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. I mean, I think Cal Raleigh is going to end up with the MVP award. And Aaron Judge is probably on vacation somewhere, knowing that he's unlikely to win the award. But we'll get there. But speaking of all these awards that have been handed out in Major League Baseball, it's awards week, right? MVP is it. It's done. There's no more awards to hand out after tonight. And yesterday, we did find out about some awards, not for the bats, but for the guys on the mound. We found out who won the Cy Young in the American League and also the National League. Tarik Skubal walking away with his second consecutive Cy Young for the Detroit Tigers. And then Paul Skenes, 23-year-old phenom. If the guy was just at LSU, it feels like last year, but he wasn't. He's 23 years old. He won his first Cy Young. Okay, just last year, he won Rookie of the Year. He's the first dude to do this, winning Rookie of the Year and then the Cy Young. We haven't seen this since my main man, Doc Gooden, in 1984 and 1985. And here's the deal with Paul Skenes. Last year, he wins Rookie of the Year. They announce it to him on television. He just kind of sits there. I'm like, does this guy have a personality? Like, he's married to the, not married. He's dating this, celebrity influencer, gymnast from LSU, Livy Dunn. Like, does he smile? Is she just happy to be there? I mean, I don't know. None of my business. I guess they're happy together. But he just sat there. And so last night they announced the award, and he gives everybody a double fist pump. Yeah, and a smile. He showed some personality last night. And why not? One of the best pitchers in the game, had the lowest ERA of anybody starting last year, 1.97. He struck out 216 dudes, and who cares? He pitches for the Pirates, so they had a losing record of 76-86. He had a record of 10-10 because, let's be real, the Pirates, they can't hold the lead. They can't win. That stinks. And so naturally, because one of the best pitchers in the game pitches for the Pirates, there have been a lot of conversations about whether or not the Pirates are ultimately going to ship him out. Unless you've been living underneath a rock, Pirates owned by Bob Nutting, they're cheap. Okay, the guy is a newspaper guy. I know newspapers aren't what they used to be. I don't know if this guy would hand you a newspaper if you were standing out in the rain. That's how cheap he is, okay? This man does not spend money. Bob Nutting once famously publicly proclaimed, if the fans showed up, we'd invest money into the roster, into this franchise. Yeah, at one point in time, about 5-6 years ago, the Pirates were winning some baseball games, and Bob Nutting still refused to put money into the roster. And so naturally, Paul Skenes, who is under Pirates control until the year 2029, there have been conversations about whether or not he's going to be traded. I mean, damn it, there was a report that came out yesterday from one of his anonymous teammates that said Paul Skenes wants to be a New York Yankee. Like, he's just biding the time until he gets moved to the big leagues, you know, away from the Pirates into the Bronx, New York. Well, after he won the Cy Young, Paul Skenes was asked about that report. And of course, he said, I didn't say that.
I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. the fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that, you know, when I was at the Air Force Academy, we had never been to a conference championship, and then my sophomore year, we ended up winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, you know, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. Yeah, I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, listen, man, you heard how he started to run out of words, because you start putting winning in Pittsburgh together, specifically the Pirates, they just don't go together. Like, he didn't know what to say, just like, I want to win here, but he's just like, oh, that sounds like a foreign concept. Winning in Pirates, they don't go together. They don't. And now you got Ben Cherington, who's the GM. They're hoping that he could, I don't know, flex some Red Sox magic from his time with the Red Sox. About a month ago, he was asked about Paul Skene's future. And let's just see or hear if he was a little bit more eloquent with his words.
On and off the field, he is someone that we would want to have for as long as possible. Obviously, I think every team would say that. He exemplifies just, in my experience with him, he lives the, you know, he walks the walk in every possible way. And we need, not every player will be do it quite like at the level he does, but we certainly need even more of that mindset and, you know, just approach toward his craft, approach towards winning, on top of the stuff he does off the field. So he's clearly someone that is at the center of our thoughts a lot. He wants to win really badly too. I expect it at some point. Every year you talk about contract, you talk about contract with everybody, so that's going to come for us at some point anyway. And of course, he's someone we'd love to have here for a long time.
I expect at some point he is no longer in a Pirates uniform. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, they have him under control until 2029. I don't know if he's going to be sticking around. I mean, most athletes don't play their entire career with one team. Why do I think anything is going to be different with Paul Skene? I mean, he could be there for another 3 years or 4 years, but the clock is ticking, man. And it needs a pitcher at the same time. Why do we even want to think about 2029 with a pitcher? Boccia, did they cut his arm open yet?
Not that I know of. He's lowered his arm angle, so he doesn't need Tommy John, and he hasn't really had a major injury in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, pitchers are volatile. You know, he's 23 years old. I mean, thinking about him in 2029, that is a long way to go for a pitcher. We'll see what happens with Paul Skene and his future. And speaking of Tommy John, someone who's been cut open twice for Tommy John is Shohei Ohtani. And I got, well, Shohei Ohtani's just a freak, okay? And it's going to be a matter of time, maybe a couple of hours, before we find out whether or not he wins another MVP award. The MVP awards will be announced tonight for Major League Baseball. We got a lot going on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Now, speaking of MVPs, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk about an MVP, a former MVP in the NBA. He's one of the greatest NBA players of all time. He is the greatest shooter of all time. His name is Steph Curry. Apparently, Steph Curry is he's switching teams and not on the basketball court. I'll explain on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about the Cy Young Award winner for the National League, Paul Skenes. We talked about tonight's Thursday night football matchup between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. And then we got some news that just came on by involving the best shooter ever in the NBA. And I think that goes without saying. That man's name is Steph Curry. And this has nothing to do with actual basketball. Steph Curry last night can still pop up and be amazing. He scored 46 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the San Antonio Spurs 125-120. The Golden State Warriors have been in a little bit of a skid. They were 1-5 in their last six games prior to tonight, or last night, I should say, when they beat the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, it was only a couple of days ago on Tuesday night when they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder just beat everybody. You had Draymond Green running around telling everybody that there are too many individual agendas when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. But the news that I want to fill you in on right now involving Steph Curry is that after 13 years, Steph Curry and Under Armour are breaking up. Yeah, the two-time NBA MVP, the finals MVP from a few seasons ago, he's breaking up with Under Armour, not the Golden State Warriors. Under Armour. You might recall, there was a point in time where Steph Curry, when the Warriors were winning all them championships about a decade ago, winning before Kevin Durant, winning with Kevin Durant, winning a few years ago, there was a point in time where it's like every kid, I don't know, under the age of 17, 18, 17 maybe, 15, everybody was wearing Steph Curry shoes. And then he had this entire campaign with Under Armour that apparently is coming to a close. 13 years they were together. This is an announcement that was made suddenly. This is, imagine, and I get it, LeBron James has a lifetime deal with Nike. Nike and Under Armour in two different categories, I would say, of just longevity. And but imagine if LeBron James was no longer with Nike. That's I guess that might be a lower end equivalent. The CEO of Under Armour, Kevin Plank, said, "For Under Armour, this is a moment about discipline and focus on the core Under Armour brand during a critical stage of our turnaround. And for Stephen, it's the right moment to let what we created evolve on his terms. We'll always be grateful for what he's brought to the Under Armour team." Wow. Now, listen, I like shoes. I like kicks. I got a decent a set of shoes in my house. I'm not going to tell you that I'm some massive sneakerhead. I can't tell you numbers of shoes and all this other stuff like other people can. But I like shoes. I can tell you, Under Armour, it's never made that jump. Like, it's been cool for workout wear, and you could bring on cool brands and cool names like Steph Curry, but are people rushing to get Steph Curry shoes? Are people still rushing to get Under Armour? I feel Under Armour is cool if you are, law enforcement or older. Yeah, I don't. Who's a Under Armour athlete besides Steph Curry? Can you think of one? I don't. I know The Rock. Does The Rock still have a line with Under Armour? I don't know. And so apparently, Steph Curry is going to have the ability to take his Curry brand elsewhere. Steph Curry could famously now sign with Nike. And I believe this is a famed story. I think it was Nike. When he was initially trying to find the right shoe deal, he sat down in a meeting for Nike, and they called him Steven instead of Stephen. And it was just like, why do I want to sit down with people who don't even have the time to take interest in who the hell I am? And that I completely understand. And so apparently this relationship between Curry and Under Armour is done. And let me just tell you, it's probably financially driven. They got one more shoe that's going to come out in February, and that's going to be it. Steph Curry can sell his shoes in, I don't know, I was going to say Kmart, but Boncha, Kmart doesn't exist anymore, right? They're done.
I think they're dead. The one by me closed. I think there might be one location in the country.
He could sell his shoes at Walmart. Does Payless even exist anymore?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I know. Just put them right next to where they put Shaq shoes. Those ones.
Wait, JCPenney?
That's expensive, I think.
JCPenney's expensive.
What's the designer shoe warehouse is one?
I don't know.
Well, Foot Locker's.
Well, Payless still exists. But bottom line is, Under Armour wasn't making money like it used to a few years ago. And I don't think anybody was running to go buy Steph Curry shoes. And so I think from a financial perspective, it was probably best for both of these companies to go their separate ways. I'm sure Steph Curry had stock in Under Armour. I don't know what it was contingent upon or if he still has it. I have no idea what the intricacies of that. But I thought that this was going to be something that he was going to roll with. It'll be interesting to see what things look like in the future. Boccia, do you agree? Like, did anybody... His shoes, nobody's buying Steph Curry's, right?
Nobody's buying Under Armour sneakers.
Wow.
I will argue that Under Armour cleats are very popular. Just because, I guess, they can hit the football, baseball, and soccer demographics. And they have, like, I looked it up. There's, like, a whole page on the Under Armour site.
Bryce Harper, right?
Juan Soto, Tatis, Bobby Witt are the biggest three names here.
Bryce Harper is not. I thought Bryce Harper was Under Armour, no?
He's not on the list here. Freddie Freeman is. But, like, then you go to, like, football, and it's like, okay, Jonathan Taylor's here, Kyle Hamilton, a couple of guys. So I guess they want to go more field play rather than court. And, yeah, The Rock is still with them.
So bottom line is Under Armour can't sell no basketball shoes with Steph Curry.
Yes, basically. There's the only other basketball player that's of note in the NBA is De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, nobody cares. And how about this? This is Bryce Harper in 2016. Bryce Harper signs biggest endorsement deal, a 10-year extension with Under Armour. That is the largest endorsement deal in history for a baseball player. This was in 2016. Okay, this is almost 10 years ago, and so maybe that endorsement deal is done here with Bryce Harper and Under Armour. We'll find out. Not all that important. But, yeah, there ain't nobody buying no Steph Curry shoes. There's no market in basketball for Under Armour, which is why this situation between Steph Curry and Under Armour is done. I mean, if I think basketball, and I think basketball shoes, Nike is still the number one brand that comes to my mind. Behind them, just based on everything you see, Anthony Edwards is running around. He wears Adidas. After Adidas, you got a guy like Cooper Flagg who just came into the NBA at 18 years old. He signed to Under Armour. I know we have a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't think he's all that popular. I don't think he has the charisma for it. And he's in Puma. And then that's it. Am I missing anything, Botcher?
No, New Balance, Puma, Adidas, Nike. What's the one? Way of Wade?
Okay, no. Throw that out. No, that's. I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about Li Ning's shoes. Okay.
Yeah. No. There's nobody really.
As it stands today, Under Armour isn't in the conversation. And if Steph Curry stopped playing basketball tomorrow, there'd be nothing for Under Armour in the basketball space. Nothing. Like De'Aaron Fox is gonna go out there and sell shoes? No, he's not. And so it stinks. Look, I don't think anybody's going to cry poverty for Steph Curry. I mean, he's a huge name. He is and has been a huge brand. He will continue to be. He's one of the more profitable athletes on planet Earth. He ain't going to be hurting. It's just this time is come and gone. I mean, let's think about it this way. LeBron James has a lifetime deal with Nike. He has his own brand under Nike. Have you ever heard anybody running around saying, I need to get me a pair of LeBrons? No. We've had one guy who's driven this ship. His name is Michael Jordan. That's it. God bless everybody that's been able to kind of pop up and have their time and have their shoes. Steph Curry had his time in a youth market. And now he could maybe build his brand separately away from Under Armour. He can cut whatever deal he wants. I'd be surprised, honestly, if he went to a Nike, keep it independent. You don't sell to, I don't know, smaller, not manufacturers, but bigger retailers and just kind of go from there, man. Teenagers who bought Steph Curry shoes 10 years ago, these guys are now, I don't know, like 30 years old. Now they doing other things, okay? Steph Curry getting old like the rest of us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. On the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. Speaking of business, the NFL is trying to switch up some of its own business. The NFL is sick of the Players Association and its report cards. The NFL is also sick and tired of some of these prop bets. The NFL is trying to make sure they don't get screwed or get called out like the NBA. We're going to talk some NFL business on the other side. Let's make sure you don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.